I'm proud that the first loan I referred to this bank, even before I joined it, was a gas station.
This is Behind the Vault, where we study the best in community banking. On this show, we talk with community bank and credit union leaders about their approaches, challenges, and successes in serving their communities in today's world. I'm your host, Rich Edwards. Our aim is to highlight and strengthen one of the most essential parts of our economy, the community financial institution. Stick around at the end of the show to learn how you can be a guest on Behind the Vault. And now, on with the episode. Most community financial institutions are tied to a mission. Many times that mission goes above and beyond just the local communities that they serve. A prime example of that is Climate First Bank. We have with us today Lex Ford. Lex is the president and director of Climate First Bank. Climate First was a de novo bank started in 2021 and currently has just under $600 million in assets. And they focus on a purpose above and beyond the day-to-day operations and community banking. Lex, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So I think the name says an awful lot about where your focus is. But why don't you tell us just a little bit about the background and kind of where the idea for the bank came from?
Sure. This is the third bank for our chairman and founder, Ken Laureau. First being Florida Choice Bank that was built and sold in the late 90s to the early 2000s. The second was our first foray into mission-based business. That was First Green Bank, founded in 2009 and sold to in 2018. And then after Ken sold the bank and felt that deep loss of something he loved, he decided to make one last stand and the finance industry for the support of our mission at First Green Bank, and that's Climate First Bank. So today we are a bank focused on driving our mission, which is carbon reduction, but also other things. We are a normal community bank. We are built brick by our community banking customers, our small businesses, our consumers, but also a solar lending platform that drives growth and a strong residential platform that drives growth. We are majority, vast majority held by folks in our community, and all $79 million in capital was raised by Ken and me and some others. And it all comes from friends, family, or acquaintances related to the mission or not.
So I there's probably a lot of things we can go into about what makes you unique, but I think one of the places to start is your actual structure. So Climate First is organized as a B Corp. Is that correct?
Sure. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, because that's unusual for a banking institution.
Yeah, we've done it at both First Green and Climate First. It's not just unusual for us. There are not many banks that are B Corp, so the process is a little arduous for a bank because our operations are not nearly the same as a normal manufacturing company or something like that, retail company. Application process it was a part-time to full-time job for a single employee for, let's say, 6 months, a year. And then once you get through the review process, it's another 6 months or a year of a part-time to full-time job for a single employee to answer the questions that come out of your application. But we think it's a differentiator in that it is us speaking to our mission. It's not just the carbon reduction. It's making sure we're treating our employees, our customers, our shareholders appropriately, whether it's proper governance, transparent governance, benefits to individual staff members, health insurance or 401k or whatever. It becomes a holistic, the B Corp certification pushes the company to a holistic approach of doing good for triple bottom line.
Obviously there's a lot of hurdles to get into to become B Corp certified. What are the advantages, or like why do this, I guess, is maybe a question.
But I think the real reason is they promote strong, good corporate governance, right? At the basis of the program, the questions you're answering and then verifying promote transparency. They promote, good governance, but they promote treating your employees fairly and not just as cogs in a wheel that are replaceable. So I think at the surface level, that is the biggest benefit of being mission aligned. And then the second thing is it makes you intentional. They ask a question of, you know, do part-time employees have the right to benefits? And I think, well, traditionally, no, every place I've worked, they don't. But can we? And if we can, how expensive is it? And what's the, you know, the impact to the bank versus the impact to the employee? And if the missions are aligned, why wouldn't we do it? So it really pushes the organization to look back at itself and say, are we doing as best as we can without sacrificing profit or you know, equity for shareholders?
So just two things to clarify. Number one, you are a for-profit corporation, right? That's like part of what the B Corp allows you to do. But two, it is not expressly a climate or ESG flavor of like kind of like LEED is for buildings, right? This is just a thing that has to do with general governance, regardless of what your mission is, right?
Yeah, you're serving a benefit, right? So we are certified by B Labs as a B Corp, but we're also legally structured at a benefits corporation inside of Florida state law. So instead of being an LLC, it's a form of S Corp structure. That means we exist to serve a benefit.
And you can optimize towards that, whatever that goal or the benefit is, as opposed to just strictly towards shareholders, say, right, from that standpoint.
Yeah, we have a, I think those things are kind of intertwined, heavily intertwined. Ken's favorite thing to say is he's a rabid capitalist and a rabid environmentalist. And the idea that you have to separate those two things to have a successful business and drive the best return you can to your shareholders, I think that's incorrect. We are, by all accounts that I can see, the fastest growing bank in the nation, while being mission based, while allowing companies who are in traditional fossil fuel industries the just transition. You know, I'm not excluding anybody. I'll bank pretty well anybody anywhere as long as I feel like they're giving me the opportunity to bring them into the church and explain the mission. So that's where we are as a bank.
Got it. So what else kind of sets you apart? What are some of the things that you do from an operational standpoint that, you know, are geared towards other than your corporate structure?
Sure. Simple things are real estate, our Winter Park branch is LEED Platinum, which is a, was a big undertaking because it wasn't a ground up construction. It was a renovation. Our St. Pete branch will be LEED certified as well. It's mid construction. So I don't know if we'll make platinum or gold, but I think it's going to be platinum as well. And then Mount Dora, when we build that, will also be a LEED platinum. Then the target is to make them net zero on energy usage. So we have as much solar as we can get on the roof or on the side of the buildings. That's
and so LEED certification has to do with materials used, the impact of the, it's all about the physical structure, the physical plan of the building, correct?
Well, and not so sort of, because there's also this element of how your employees exist in that building. Are they getting the appropriate acoustics? Do they have enough light coming from the outside, those type of things? So it is structural, but it's feel too, right? It's another focus on your employees, make sure they have a good workspace as well.
So, I mean, nothing that would necessarily deter anyone from pursuing it except for the cost, correct? Like there's a non-trivial amount of cost in pursuing this, correct?
There is, but you think about solar panels, for instance, if you don't have a power bill, you get a 30% tax credit and you get to write off the system under Section 179 of on accelerated depreciation. It really drives a direct financial benefit to the company. The idea behind LEED and building under LEED is that the maintenance for upkeep will be less. The air quality in the building will be cleaner and the light will be better and the noise will be better so that your employees drive more production in the same environment than they normally would drive less. So I think it's very much proven that the cost to reach a LEED certification is drastically outperformed by what you get out of the building.
That there's a viable business plan. There is like a return that you can point to that isn't like hand wavy in nature.
Right. And then there are also great billboards. I mean, our branch in Winter Park is a billboard. So you drive by it, you're not looking at the car in front of you. You're looking at our branch. And so it drives brand awareness too.
Do you own the building?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you own the whole real estate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Sir. What about from an offering standpoint, like the things that you actually, you know, functionally do as a bank?
Yeah, and this is kind of cool for being a 2.5-year-old community bank. We hired a really, really high profile CTO when the bank started, and he's built out a proprietary online origination platform for a solar lending that a community bank of our size would never dream of having without a third party who would deliver half of what we expected. And that's driven substantial solar loan production. So today we probably have 80 million in individual consumer loans, solar loans on our books, roughly 2,500 loans in about a year and a half. That's something a normal community bank in Florida can't do, won't do. And that's allowed us to rely less heavily on commercial real estate, which you look at a community bank in Florida, that's how they're built. And it's risky, especially in this rate environment where the margins are tapped and cap rates are maybe not as justifiable as they were a few years ago. So that's the largest way we impact positive change in our operations. We do some community solar or some scaled utility solar. That's just a piece. And then through the deposit side, we've done some affinity accounts, a Pride Banking account, which if you support the LGBTQ community, you can have a checking account that the interest gets donated to a named nonprofit. And then another one called the Regeneration account, which makes a donation to another nonprofit, Project Regeneration, that supports carbon drawdown. So we try and, I like to refer to it as a church method, bring people in, educate them on the mission, and show them why it's better for their household or their business. That's how I joined. I was a traditional community banker out of my little small town here in DeLand, and joined for a $7,000 pay raise, joined our former bank. And 9 months later, I was the first person in the bank to drive an electric car. So that surrounding me with the environment and letting me learn what it meant to be mission aligned worked well. And I feel like that's our approach to customers, to shareholders, to employees. It should be.
So from a lending standpoint, are you focused on Florida, or do you go broader than that?
I'm primarily focused on Florida. We'll do one-offs outside the state. We have done one-offs outside the state, and that's where we see some utility solar or scaled solar, community solar. There's not a whole lot of that in Florida that we could finance. But by and large, our assets are in Florida. We do have customers, deposit customers in probably all 50 states at this point. But from a lending perspective, we're of our 500 and some odd loans, 500 million and some odd loans, the vast, vast majority is in Florida, mostly along I-4 and up 95.
Now, are there other projects that you'll get involved in from a lending standpoint that kind of fit the mission or maybe are weird, I guess, for lack of a better term, atypical, right? Like you think about, you had to create an entire loan generation system to be able to meet the requirements of being able to do solar projects, right? Which have, from a financial and accounting standpoint, like it's not like getting a car loan, to put it another way, right? Or a traditional home loan. So are there other things that you do in that space, like green housing or on the commercial side?
Yeah, I think the one thing I would love to highlight is very early on, we had a very hard conversation on what we do for non-mission aligned companies or companies that were maybe in an industry that was directly opposed to mission aligned, our mission. And we made the decision that it's our job to educate and to provide those companies the ability to complete a just transition. So I'm proud that the first loan I referred to this bank, even before I joined it, was a gas station. and that those owners realize that over time, reliance upon fossil fuels will diminish. Doesn't have to be because of electric vehicles. It could be that the efficiency in cars is growing, you know, right? So every year we're using less and less oil through our gas for our cars. So we said, hey, we'd love to do the loan. Would you be interested in doing some solar and some electric vehicle charging stations? And they said, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. So we did. That was the first loan I referred to the bank, was a gas station that now has EV charging and solar panels on its roof. That's cool. That's impact. That's making a change. That's you convincing these operators that we can help make their business more efficient while making a positive impact. We would love to do more condo association retrofits, renovations, especially after Surfside. We would love to help some of those condos in Florida on the coast, put in the proper reserves or build, do the next renovation. That we feel like that's a mission aligned business. We do commercial solar, not nearly as much as consumer. And we'll do retrofit. So if you have a commercial building that you occupy and it's got old incandescent lights or something, we'll finance an energy retrofit of that building. So it's pretty much blocking and tackling from a mission aligned standpoint. It's improving what's out there today and not only relying on those who are fully aligned with us today to join the bank and perpetuate it.
So, I mean, as part of your value add, you're just kind of, you know how to do these things, you know how to do projects like this, know how to get them done in a way that it makes sense, as opposed to it being this weird one-off thing that I imagine a lot of other institutions would see it, or a line item on like a much bigger project that's kind of like, yeah, we'll figure it out, but like this isn't the important part of the whole deal.
Yeah, I think our biggest value add as a bank and our bankers is that we operate in a trusted advisor role. So when I'm banking somebody, I'm not trying to do a transaction. I want a relationship. I want to help them scale their companies. I'm lucky enough at 39 that I bank, 7 to 10 companies that came out of the Great Recession. You started coming out of the Great Recession and now are 50, 60, 70, maybe even 100 million in revenue. And I consider myself lucky to help advise them from zero to that 50, 60, 70 or 100 million in revenue. That's a fun ride. That's what's exciting about being a banker is you make small little suggestions that impact this greater good, that some of these companies are employing 1,000 people, 800 people. So that's the most fun. And then when you gain that trust by showing them repeatedly that you're that you can be a trusted advisor and give them good business advice, that's when you start, I think, saying, hey, have you thought about solar? Have you thought about doing, hey, landscape company, have you thought about doing either propane mowers or electric mowers? Technology's improved. Your bowling alley that throws off a massive electric bill, let me have a solar contractor come in and pitch you on solar, but also on how to make the use of your power more efficient. So that's the fun stuff that I enjoy about banking and the value we bring to our customers. I feel like other banks don't necessarily do. We're not chasing a dollar. We're chasing relationships.
So playing in this space, and if we think of like big tent as ESG, that starts to get hard when anytime you get anywhere near politics on all this. Has that been like difficult, or is it thrown up barriers or roadblocks to what you're doing?
I am one to believe that I never want to be defined by a single term or an acronym. I am an independent by political affiliation. I don't want anybody to look at me and say that person is this because they are this. We're a community bank at heart. So if we're serving our community, nothing politically should be hard. I'm chasing the contractor next door. I'm chasing the manufacturer next door. I'm chasing the new operator who's coming out of the ground and needs an SBA loan. That's what I'm more focused on than the political landscape. the acronyms and all that stuff becomes kind of noise, in my opinion. I prefer to focus on doing good. And when I need to help somebody through a just transition, I'm going to help them. And that's where I think the bank needs to be.
So, I mean, is there an element from ownership, partners, whoever, like everybody who's not like inside the bank, is it mm-hmm. kind of like, well, anybody who's going to fight is on this side of self-selects out, like they don't want to play along with this. Is it kind of being that, I guess, forthright? And I mean, literally it's in the name, right? Mm-hmm. Does that kind of serve to help that? Like,
I don't, you know, there are times where you may have somebody say, you make the assumption that I don't want to do business with them, or they shouldn't do business with me based off that name. And those are the relationships I like winning the most, because that's impact. Impact isn't banking somebody who agrees with me and hangs on my every word or my every want and will or wish on reducing carbon. It's the person who had never thought about it, but is kind of agnostic to it. And they say, huh, that makes sense. It makes sense to put solar on my roof because my electric payment goes up 5% per year on average. And I can write it off through accelerated depreciation. And I get a tax credit that keeps money in my pocket. That's what I stay focused on. And there are handfuls and handfuls of customers who probably never thought they would bank with us based off of our name or our former bank's name. And you are shareholders today when they were just customers at the last bank. We're bankers and community bankers that take care of our customers no matter who they are or what they are.
Yeah, one thing I'll point out, and we'll put a link in the show notes. In prep for this, I looked at your investor relations page, and your impact statement is very well done for having seen some of those, even from, you know, like nonprofits where that's like the most important thing that you do. Mm-hmm. You guys did a really, really good job of like how you put that together and communicate it and are like very consistent and, you know, have it on Front Street like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. We put a lot into very early, probably not where we want to be, but knowing who we are, what we are and what we do and the impact we're making. We produced our first impact report after 6 months of operations, where I think most of our comparative organizations it's been years or decades. And that's to say to those who care, hey, you trusted us with your money, whether as an investor or a depositor or a loan customer, here's what we're doing with that money. And it's not going to be a thing. We're not going to ever do anything bad, right? We're a bank. We're prohibited from breaking the law. But you know, here's the good we're doing it. Here is the conscientious effort we're putting forth to make change in your name. Because at the end of the day, we're only as good as our next depositor or shareholder.
Well, Lex, this is a really unique and compelling story. Thank you for sharing with us today. If anybody wants to learn more about Climate First Bank or Climate First Bank Corp or you, where can they go to find more information?
We luckily have a full service digital branch. So you can email me, lex.ford@climatefirstbank.com, and I'd be happy to tell you about the bank, the story, or introduce you to the next person that can open an account for you. But we also self-service on our website, climatefirstbank.com, where customers can go in and open their own accounts, and our digital branch will interact with them to make sure they're well taken care of and have all the services they need. So I appreciate it. We're trying to do our best to be tech forward and self-serving if a customer wants to be self-serving. So,
well, thanks for being with us today, Lex.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
This has been Behind the Vault, a production of Mindspan Systems, helping community FIs provide service like no other. Learn more at mindspaninc.com. If you're a community bank or credit union leader and have a story to tell, please visit behindthevaultpod.com/guest. That's behindthevaultpod.com/guest. If you found this episode useful, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts, as that helps other FI leaders like you find the show. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for more insider stories from community banking on Behind the Vault.